This episode is brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese. We do more varieties and flavors of cheese than anywhere else on Earth. By pushing the boundaries of what cheese can and should be, find your next favorite cheese at wisconsincheese.com.
Hello, welcome to Japan Needs. I'm your host, Akiko Tema, a food writer and director of the New York Japanese Culinary Academy, which promotes a deep understanding of Japanese cuisine in America. We are broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York. This show is all about Japanese food and food culture. We see sushi at every deli and supermarket, but what is beyond sushi? We hear dashi ramen izakaya, but what exactly are they? Japanese food is still a mystery for many people, and I try to demystify it in this program with my cool guests. My guest today is Tetsuya Yamashita, the only non-French garçon or waiter at the Café de Flore in Paris. Café de Flore is one of the most iconic cafes in Paris, if not the most. And garçon in France is different from a waiter in the US and many other countries. And Tetsuya exemplifies the difference in his outstanding style of service. To prove how distinctive he is, he was invited by President François Hollande to the state dinner at the Élysée Palace when Prime Minister Shinzo Abe visited Paris and got seated right next to the famed chef Alain Ducasse. And there is a unique concept of service in Japan called omotenashi. And in my opinion, Tetsuya is practicing the idea of omotenashi at the quintessential cafe in Paris. So today we'll discuss how Tetsuya got the job at the Café de Flore in Paris and became the top garçon, his philosophy of hospitality, how he keeps refining himself to offer the greatest service possible to his guests, and much, much more. But quickly before you start, Japan is available on the Heritage Radio Network website, as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify as a podcast. So please go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, whichever you listen to, and subscribe to Japan Needs. And please write a review. We really appreciate your feedback. Now, let's start a conversation with Tetsuya Yamashita. Hello, Tetsuya. Welcome to the show.
Hello. My name is Tetsuya, and I'm Japanese, who born in Tokyo. And now I live in Paris from since 2002. So next year, I will have my 20 years anniversary at Paris. And wow. I'm working at Café de Flore. It's one of the most iconic cafe in Paris. And I'm the server. In French, the server we call garçon. Garçon is, if you look at the dictionary, garçon is in English, it's a boy. So I'm just a boy.
Right. Well, we'll discover how you're just a boy or not. So, and also, I heard that you lived in the States, right? New York and Boston when you were much younger.
Yes, I spent about 6 years in total in the United States when I was a child. So first time was the 5 years old till 8 years old at New York, and the second time was my last year of junior high school and a freshman in high school.
Oh, wow. So you're basically a very global person, so no wonder you're in Paris now. So,
yes.
How did you get into the cafe business?
Well, actually, I was in Tokyo. I was in university, so I was a student at that time. I just started this work as a part-time job as a university student. The first I have, well, I at that time I read many books, French literary. Maybe my English is getting worst, so sometimes my French will be coming into this conversation, but I was reading much book French literary, so I was quite interested in French culture. So I just, it was the early 90s in Tokyo. There was a little movement about the French cafe. So I just started as a part-time job as a student. Nothing special at first time, so.
Right.
But then, yes, please.
No. Yeah. Well, what I heard is that actually that there's a cafe for in Tokyo.
Yes.
There is an audition to become the servers. So like two people were only selected out of 120 people. So you must have done something really right at the audition on the interview.
I don't know. Just I was there, and the man who got my interview told me that if you cut your hair, we will hire you. So I cut my hair a little shorter. At that time, my hair was a little bit long, so.
Right. I'm sure it was not just your hair. But so you worked as a server at the Capitol Floor in Tokyo.
In Tokyo,
first.
Yes. Actually, that Capitol Floor was one of the franchise in Japan. So that was the Japanese company who runs the operation. So it's not a real cafe floor. Mm. It was not a real cafe floor. It's just every garçon who working there was like me, like a student or a part-time job. So there was no real professional garçon.
Mm. So, right. So it's kind of a brand name. But then eventually,
yes.
You decided to go to Paris. Right?
Yes.
So when and why did you decide to go to Paris?
Well, in that time, I was very lucky to work with the real garçon and the director of the Café Flo in Paris, because they came to Japan for like 3 months and we worked together, or we did the opening of the Café Flo in Kyoto, in Osaka together. So I spend my time working with them. And then I have a flash in my head that this is the work that I wanted to do.
Wow.
So I was like 23 years old, and I decided to do in French we call it métier. Métier is like a work, but it's a real, you know, you like real professional job. We call it métier. Métier has the very, you know, traditional. When we call the work who has the has long tradition, we call it métier. And I decided the garçon as my métier. So I decided, but in that time, in Café Flo in Paris, there was no, how do you say? There's only French guy who work as a garçon. And when I said French guy, like the United States, the France is a mixed culture. But of course, there's like a Chinese or the African or the. You know what I mean? It's the French is a mixed culture, so there's a French, but not really.
Not blended in a way. It's not.
Yes. Well, it's kind of because the Café Flore is the very iconic cafe in Paris, they wanted to keep the garçon in only with the white French. If I could say that, in so first time they said to me that it's not possible because my director said to me, well, I knew you want to work in Paris and I knew you're very good, but we cannot hire you. He often said to me, but I keep pushing him. I keep pushing him. At that time, I didn't speak French, but I wrote a letter from Tokyo to him that with of course the French dictionary in my hand, and was several times I even called him to have a little conversation to bring me to Paris, but
so eventually
so
he finally decided to hire you because you're some assistant.
Well, finally he answered me that if you have enough time, for example, 1 year, to spend your time in Paris as a student, you can come and let's see what happened. He told me like that. So, I decided, why not? I decided 1 year. I got a visa as a student and came to Paris.
Right. And then did you work at the Café du Four as a kind of apprentice?
No.
Or no?
Because they didn't want me to, you know, work as an apprentice. Just if there's only professional in Café Flore, so there's no. Right. So I was waiting, and then there is someone who I admired. His name is Mr. Seiji Ozawa. He was, I think, in the United States, many people know Seiji as with Boston Symphony at that time.
Right. So he's this legendary conductor at the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and he was at the position for over 30 years, which is almost unheard of. So, right, that's Seiji, famous Seiji Ozawa, the Mr. Conductor.
Yes, Seiji was first officially I met him in Tokyo when I was working at Omotesando as a guest. Actually, his daughter and his wife was the guest, and one day Seiji joined them. So I knew this is the family of Seiji, and they helped me. And I don't know why, but they loved me, and they came to the cafe almost every day. And even he invited to his opera in Japan every year, and. The relationship was we kept each other the contact, and so one day it was the spring in 2003. It was the day the final of the French Open, Roland Garros. So Seiji actually, he loves tennis. So at that time, he was already the director of Vienna Opera. So he just came to Paris for one day to see the men's final. And after the match, he came to Café Flore to see if Tetsuya has already begin working there, but I was at home, but because I didn't start working there, my manager called me that there's a man who asked you. So, so I ran to the cafe floor to see Seiji. As a day of the final of the French Open, there was many guests from all over the world. And the stage was very crowded by the guests of the cafe floor because, and suddenly my director, well, the director of cafe floor asked me, who is this guy? Because at that moment, he didn't know Seiji Ozawa. Mm. So I explained that this man is one of the most famous Japanese in the world. And he is the director of the opera in Vienna. So, and the end of that day, the Seiji told the director that please take care of Tetsuya. And then that was May. And then the things are starting to move a little bit. And for that summer, because in summertime, every garçon take their vacation. You know, the French guy loves the vacation. So, so each summer we hired 3, 4, 5 garçons just for the season, like 2 months, 3 months. And in that summer, 2003, they decided to hire me as a extra who just worked for the 2 months or 3 months. So that's how I started to work at the cafe floor. But actually, at that time, director, his name is Hansi, so it's more simple that I call his name Hansi. Hansi was thinking that if Tetsuya worked even just for 2 or 3 months in Cafe Flo, he will be satisfied and go back to Japan. He told me later that Francis was thinking like this, so I just worked for 2 months, July and August, and my contract was finished. And then in September, like, I have nothing to do, but one of the magazine in Japan, well, actually I am very good relationship with the chef editor of that magazine. He brought me in his magazine that I'm start working in Paris. And then the reader of that magazine come to Paris in September and ask, where's Tetsuya? Like every day at cafe floor. So finally, the director Francis and the owner of the cafe floor is like, they were searching if we could keep Tetsuya. How could we keep Tetsuya in cafe floor? Because as a student, there's a limit to work.
Right, hours, and you can't fully work, right.
So then, quickly, the beginning of the October, I was back in Cafe Flow just for 2 days in a week. Because we always need somebody at Cafeflow because, you know, there's an accident or there's a... Sometimes the garçon is absent.
So basically, yes. I mean, your ability of being already a talented server was recognized by Seiji Ozawa. That's the biggest reference you can think of. And also actual guests from Japan. So your performance convinced the management of Cafeflow to hire you.
Yes, because at Tokyo, I was a little bit special. I'm not a special guy, but I was very, how do you say? I had an obsession, or I was crazy about this métier. And I was, even in Tokyo, I worked as a real French garçon. That means, well, before I come to Paris, I had two times just take a trip to Paris to see the real café or the real garçon in Paris, and I observed not only Cafeflow but each famous cafe in Paris and how they work or how they, you know. So even if I was in Tokyo, I was like working so in that time, you know, in Japan there's no tradition to give a tip to a server, but I was little by little getting the tip in Tokyo. So that was something that I was.
Yeah, it's a proof. Yeah, because if you're not asked to pay, who would unless you have something special? So, right. So, but for listeners who's not familiar with the Cafeflow, it's definitely one of the most iconic cafes in Paris, and yes. I really think probably the most famous. And so it was open. It opened in 1885 on the left bank in Paris, right? And then it was. It became famous for the gathering place of poets and, you know, all those writers, actors, painters. So it really the essential functional space, not just serving, you know, coffee and food. So it is a really special place. So
yes, it's right. The place to be in Paris.
Right. And so let's talk about your job, because actually I watched the amazing 1983 French film about the cafe worker called Garçon. Have you seen that, Tetsuya?
Yes, Garçon.
Right? So Garçon. So my French is like awful, so forgive me. Yes. And so that was starring Yves Montand, and the English version of the title of the film is Waiter, but the translation does not really capture the job description of the classic Garçon. So could you tell us the difference between a Garçon and a waiter? Also, what is the difference between Garçon at the cafe and the restaurant?
Well, as I said, Garçon is a boy, and it's not only the joke, but I really think that the garçon in the French cafe should be a boy, because if you have to keep your boy mentality to you know serve at French cafe, it's a little bit. I don't know if you can imagine that, but you know. It's an old system. We still have an old system. That means that each garçon has their table and they do your service. Each garçon do your service with your table and your salary is come from your what did you do at your table?
So, right. So just to clarify what you mean by boy, it's almost like an old style practice.
Like boy mentality. Like, you know, a boy, the boy wants to play game or play with your friends, but you don't want to lose. Do you know what I mean? You know, it's like a game. You play every time. You play with, you know, there's a like.
It's not like a boy or girl. Like, I just, you know, just kind of like a sensitive issue. I just wanted to clarify. You're not talking about that. No, what kind of like a young, kind of playful, interested pursuing mindset. Yes. And then you're really devoted to doing something that you like. Is that what you mean?
Well, of course, but it's not enough to explain. I don't know. I don't know if I could explain enough, but if you like, you're working with several colleagues, you know, just you imagine one guest is coming into the cafe, and if you could grab this customer to your table, that's yours. But if your colleague got this guest to his table, you'll lose.
Right.
So
it's almost it's like your table is almost like a territory.
Yes, it's a territory. Yes.
Interesting. And also, I read one of your interview articles, and in which you said waiters tend to be more passive and work in team, and garçon is more proactive. So that makes sense based on what you just said. It's about protecting your territory and play with it. Do whatever you want to do, you can do. So it's not just that table. It's almost your own kind of space.
It's a very old system that even in Paris, there's only few cafes who keep this own system. So I don't know if it's good or bad, but I am interested in this system, this old system, because every day and every minute or every second is a game. And it's very, very interesting.
Right. Oh, so that's the game for a boy, like a almost childish, passionate,
So that's why maybe I a little bit hesitated to say this, but that's why there's no woman working in Café Flo.
Interesting. Although I could see potentially girls can be as persistent, playful, and obsessed.
Of course.
But because that's the cafe floor, that's kind of a traditional aspect. I mean, it's not good or bad, but it's how it has been.
Yes, it's just so.
Word you mentioned, métier, right? So the métier mindset comes into this picture. So, and also, I think I read an article about you in which you said a cafe in France is a stage for both guests and garçons. Mm-hmm. So what do you mean by that?
Well, the stage, yes. Once the famous writer Jean-Paul Sartre said the garçons in Café Flo play their role every day. So that word is very strike to me. Like we are like an actor who play garçon on this stage every day, and also the for the guest, for the customer who comes to come to a cafe, they think like a cafe, they think the cafe floor is their own house and or their own the salon in his house who could invite your friends or your family or the you know special guest or like in the life there's a of course you live somewhere in the like in Paris there's a living apartment for example and we go to the cafe as just have a break or just meet a friend or or the but you're in that cafe for it's very hard to explain
sounds like a cafe in Paris is an extension of your daily life so that's why you want to have a good place and you want to have a good table that is taken care of by the best you can think of, which often happen to be Tetsuya. So I think that's what the difference between garçon and waiter to me is that garçon is living in the traditional cafe versus waiter, it's just, in many cases, just a method to make a living. So that's a distinctive problem. And you said the métier, the job you commit yourself to for life,
yes.
Right? So I in my head, I just got connection between métier and garçon. So yeah, it's an interesting concept. It's very French, traditional French. I don't know how many new cafes in Paris have that same kind of mindset. But
no, there's a little by little, there's no more. It's I hate to say this, but there's a new generation is coming, and but maybe
hey, that's interesting.
Maybe we are the last species. Species? No. I don't know.
Species, right.
Species, nice.
Right. So that's interesting, though, that for it's in common with Japanese traditional culture, like many non-Japanese people recognize how precious the tradition is, and they tend to support the pieces of Japanese unique elements in
yes.
the tradition.
Yes.
Like, you know, there's so many sake, Japanese sake experts, for example, they really support the tradition, even harder than Japanese people would do. And here we are, Japanese sake industry started to be more thriving. So I think you might be doing something really special for the French cafe culture as the head server, head garçon at the Café de Flore.
Well, I hope so, but because because I love Paris, I love France, and I love this métier, so I just give my every energy to keep this métier because it gives me a lot. Well, everything,
right.
Give me everything, and I'm happy. I'm happy to do this every day. So,
right. Okay. So, yeah. So we'll take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll get into that. Dive into Tetsuya's philosophy of hospitality and why it's all his life. So please stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese. Wisconsin, the state of cheese, makes half of the nation's specialty cheese and wins more awards than any other state or country. Our heritage and traditions, master cheesemaker program, and the American propensity for innovation all put Wisconsin on the cutting edge of cheesemaking. With over 600 varieties of cheese to choose from and 5,500 national and international awards and counting, get ready to turn your refrigerator into a trophy case. Enjoying a Wisconsin cheese is basically like winning a gold medal in culinary achievement. Set your mind at cheese. When you bite into a wedge of Wisconsin Wonderful, you know it is made with the ultimate skill and passion possible. Find your next favorite cheese at wisconsincheese.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Japan Eats. I'm your host, Akiko Tema, and my guest today is Tetsuya Yamashita, the only non-French garçon at Café du Four in Paris. So as I mentioned in the introduction, you were invited by President François Hollande to the state dinner at the Élysée Palace when Prime Minister Shinzo Abe visited Paris, and you were seated right next to the famed chef Alain Ducasse. So obviously you really achieved excellence at the highest level as a garçon. And so what makes you so outstanding? In other words, what is your philosophy of hospitality?
Well, I don't know by myself, or I don't know what makes me different from others, but I could say that, first of all, I love Café Flo, and I love this métier. So that maybe that makes me a little bit different from others, because if you go to a cafe or a restaurant and your server or your garçon who serve you, if he's not happy, you couldn't be happy. So I'm happy when I'm working. So, of course, it's this job or this métier is not easy physically, and mentality is, you have to be very strong. And
right. Well, I'm curious, how many guests do you have a day on average when you work at Café du Four?
Well, it depends on the day. It's, you know, you, one day you serve like 2,000 people by yourself, or one day you just serve like 30 people in a day. But
your tension stays the same regardless of how many guests you have.
Well, I try to.
Right. So let's talk about a great example about you being a loved, very patronized garçon. So you are, I understand that this is your policy not to discuss anything about your guests, but since you're so close to Mr. Karl Lagerfeld, the legendary fashion designer, unfortunately we lost him. But could you share some episodes about him so that we can understand how your austerity leads you to developing an outstanding relationship with your guests?
Well, Karl, when I call Mr. Karl Lagerfeld, I used to call him Karl because Karl didn't want him to be called like a Monsieur or Monsieur Lagerfeld. So that's why I call him Karl. Well, Karl is, as you know, he was the former designer of the Chanel. Chanel is the one of the iconic maison of Paris. So, and Karl himself, he was very iconic. So the love, his love to Paris, and maybe my love to this town, Paris, is like similar. So I think he thought that the same passion to Paris from me. So that's why he was very kind with me. Well, I have many memories with Carl, but as you said, I don't want to, you know, speak about the memories with the customers because you know, I read about the old garçon who worked at Café Flore for 40 years. His name was Pascal. He retired in 1970, so I didn't meet him. I just wrote his I read his word in a book that once Pascal said, as a garçon, you have to see everything and guess everything, and you say nothing. That's the secret. And wow. I really like this word, because when you are serving in cafe, you have to see everything. That's the most important of this métier. And you have to guess. You have to think what's going to happen, what is this customer is thinking, and what this customer will think or will act. You have to guess many things. But in the end, you shouldn't talk anything. That's the secret of this métier, and I really love this word. But I could tell you the one episode, one of the episodes about Carl, that the last time he came to the Café Flore, that was like 3 months before his death. He was sitting in my table. He just had a drink with his bodyguard. And in the end, when he asked the bill, actually, Carl, he pay every time with cash. He keep cash in his pocket. So, well, he give me the money, and I backed him the money exchange. But he grabbed me one amount of money that it should be too much. I looked at his face, but he just said nothing, and he just said not even the word, but he just keep it. And well, he wasn't in good shape in that moment. I thought maybe that the ending is coming closer, but when he leaves the table, I usually say, shaking his hand, merci, au revoir, Carl. That means thank you very much, just see you soon in English. But that day I told him that, merci, Carl, et très à bientôt. That means à bientôt in English, you could say see you soon, but I added très, that's très in French, it's like a very in English, so it's a it's very, very soon. I hope we could see you again, but that never happened. That was the last time I saw Carl. And well, I have too many good memories with him. So, well, that keeps me like a. Keeps me the strength to keep doing this making, and I have a good memories with each customer, so I cannot just choose one memory.
Right. Okay. So you're very professional. You don't share that memories with the customers, but I can tell Carl really appreciated your professionalism as well as his, this mindset of, I would say, the book you read from the server who worked at the cafe for 40 years. The word came to my mind is reading the air, which is a Japanese phrase. So you just guess, yes. You don't ask, and you just understand. You don't say anything, you act on it so that your guest can feel happy, comfortable. And that brings me to my next question. So it's the essence of Japanese hospitality called omotenashi. So omotenashi is a form of hospitality that is offered without expecting any rewards. And also, there's a word called intoku. It's similar to reading the air. So intoku means that do good without being noticed. So if you really want to do something for others, it's better not to be noticed so that the person who receives your kindness or service won't be burdened by it. So, and also you wouldn't act for the sake of being recognized by others. So it's a more genuine way of serving somebody. So do you think that your service is based on the idea of this Japanese style, omotenashi?
Well, when we said omotenashi, I'm sure as a Japanese, there's a sense of omotenashi in my work, but I think it's not enough to it's different. And it's, I think it's very, like in France, there's a hospitality. There's a French way of hospitality. If you go travel, like last week I was in Italy to have my vacation. Of course, in Italy, there's their own way of hospitality. And if you go anywhere in the world, of course, there's their own culture of hospitality. So, in my opinion, the omotenashi is the Japanese way of hospitality, and it's very good. But in my opinion, it's not enough to entertain your customer. So, for me, I try to mix everything, actually, like, of course, as a Japanese man, I serve my customer with sense of Japanese, but I'm in Café Flore in Paris, so I have to serve my customer as French guy, of course. So I try to mix and I search the best way. Well, the best way is different from every customer. So I couldn't tell you what is the best way, but so that's why it's very interesting of this job or this métier, because there's never the same moment. Each moment is different. Even I do this work or this métier for almost 28 years, but maybe that's why it keeps me interesting. I'm sure there's a sense of omotenashi in my service, and I think there's a similarity. Similarity is English?
Yes.
There's a similarity with Japan and France. So maybe that's why there is the customer who likes my way of serving people.
Right. Well, what I understand so far from your deep thoughts and analysis, I think everything is the hospitality has to be within the context of who they are, the culture, that's existing culture, like you said, in Italy, France, Japan. But the essential part is to be able to guess what your guest is looking for. And also, you know, so we could bring it back to the concept of stage, Gelson as an actor.
Yes.
You have to perform to make your customers happy in the cultural context of France. In Japan,
of course.
It's like servers tend to be like no personality. You have to be just like called the kuroko, like in the background, versus in Paris, you have to express yourself and you have to perform as an actor. So that's a very contrasting, interesting idea. But also you said, you know, each service is different. And I'm not trying to stick all those Japanese concepts in this cafe episode, but, you know, Ichigo Ichie is one time only. It's never again. So the encounter with this one guest out of could be 300 or 2,000, this is just one time. It's like a mindset of tea ceremony, right? So there's so much in common and among different cultural hospitality, but what are you doing in a very international place like in Paris? You have to really gauge the expectation of your guests. It's either from local Paris or France or Germany, like Karl Lagerfeld. Those things, I think you really have to fine-tune yourself all the time. And I think it sounds like you're enjoying that excitement of kind of you have to be always proactive and just the best person for the table, for the guests, for the moment. So that's really exciting.
Yes, because I'm doing this métier for my own happiness. So that's why I could keep myself pushing every day.
Why do you think the job, the métier makes you happy? What's the best part of it?
Well, I'm a little bit, how do you say? I'm very maniac.
Awesome.
Yes. Well, I used to. I said this is a stage, but I also think that I'm like an athlete who playing the sports, because you know when I'm in the service, like really I think nothing. I just let my body move without thinking anything. And when I was in the move, sometimes I hear the music running in my head that drives me like, I don't know how to say that, but like, so that's very, that it feels very, you know, I'm very excited when I was, of course, excited in myself, but like I cannot stop myself, so
Well, so actually maybe, I wait another yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, just I'm searching the world to explain by myself, but
right. And I read another interview article about you, because there's so many of them, and then what you described as at work, it's almost like you're in the flow mode, which is kind of, you know, everybody's talking about flow for the highest performance possible. And also maybe the runner's high, the marathon runners get high when they're at the peak performance. Sounds like you're doing it every day at the Café du Flor. Is that, does that sound right?
Yes, yes, you could say that, because like, surely it's very exhausted. After the work, I was empty every day. And for example, before the work and after the work, my weight is, every day I lose 3 kilo every day.
Wow. It's like a 5 pounds.
Yeah, it's like 5 pounds. Well, that's, you know, if you're standing in the cafe and serving, every moment there's the best, you know, you have to keep your position in your territory or in that cafe. You have to search your best position to serve your customer or you know, every moment there's a best position, so you have to search and you have to move every time, and well, that's why I told you that I'm very maniac about this material.
Right.
Well, it's my own happiness. Maybe I'm exhausted too, exhausted every night after the work. But this is the way I live, and I'm very happy.
And I'm jealous. You're so lucky to be able to devote yourself to such.
Well, I really think I'm a very lucky guy to work as a Japanese in Café Flore in Paris and met this métier. So I'm happy now.
Right. I mean, who can have that flow mode every night, right, in your life? Or even marathon runners cannot have it every day. So yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are envious. We are running out of time. So what are your plans and dreams?
Well, first of all, I have to keep this métier. I have to keep this métier. I mean, it's one of the heritage of this country, France, and especially in Paris, because if you imagine Paris, like there's a many people who, when we said Paris, you imagine that the cafe in the street with a terrace outside, and there's a man, garçon, working with so it's one of the image of the France, so you have to keep as it is. And during this emission, I told you that there's less and less cafe who has this tradition, but I hope we can keep this tradition as long as possible. And maybe one day I will want to do my own cafe in Tokyo because it's my home. Because there's when we say cafe, there's a many style, of course. You could have many style, but I really love this French cafe. But for example, in New York, there's a Balthazar. It's very known. It's not really a cafe. It's like a brasserie or bistro. Mm-hmm. But Balthazar has a very good atmosphere, and it's a very good place to be in New York. You can feel Paris at the same time New York. It's mixed. So I love this place. And well, actually, what I wanted to say that is, there's many French style cafe in Japan or in Tokyo, but unfortunately, it's not enough. That they haven't shown the good aspect of a French cafe enough. So I think as I work at Café Flore for almost 20 years. So I knew, as a Japanese, I think I knew more things about the good or maybe even the bad aspects of a French cafe. So maybe I want to do my own cafe in Tokyo. That will be interesting because really love the French cafe, so I want to give myself my life dedicated to this French culture. So I don't know, maybe in Tokyo or maybe I don't know,
or in New York. Come over.
Why not?
Right. Okay, so, well, good luck, and keep me posted. So when you something new, you can come back and discuss it again. So, where can we find your updates online and on social media?
Well, I do my Facebook, I do my Instagram. So if you want to join and look what I think or what I do, just contact me and have a look.
Right. So you should look for Tetsuya Yamashita. That's your Facebook and
yes. Instagram. Yes.
All right. Okay. So thank you so much for joining us today, Tetsuya. And please
give
us
a chance.
Right. All right, so listeners, if you have any questions or comments about the show or suggestions for show topics or guests, please contact us at japanese@heritageradionetwork.org or akikotaema.com. Japanese is a weekly program and always available at heritageradionetwork.org as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify as a podcast. Our engineer is Kevin Burnham, and thank you for listening. I will see you next week. Japanese is powered by Simplecast. Thank you for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For freshest content, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at heritage_radio. You can also find us at facebook.com/heritageradionetwork. Heritage Radio Network is a non-profit organization. driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Subscribe to the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join the HRN family by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thank you for listening.